Shalom Aleichem, sweetest friend. This year should be a special schus for Avi Mori Nimi Marazi Sheyichyu and for Rabbi Aaron Yisrael ben Rav Moshe Mordechai Lebracha Vatzlacha B'chol Maaseh Yadav. It's based on the Torah of Mori V'Rabbi Admor Miton L'Shlita. In Parashas Vayetze, Yaakov Avinu was ready to leave Laban's house and return to Eretz Yisrael. Tells his father-in-law, Shalcheni Ve'elchel Mekomi L'Artzi Tanas Nashai Vesiladaya Shervatias Chavahen Veelcha Kiatayadata Savodasia Shervadaticha. Send me and I will go to my place, to my land. Give me my wives and my children, for whom I worked for you, and I will go. For you are aware of the work that I worked for you, Rashi says. Tanas Nashai, Eini Rotze Latzeis Kim Birshus. Yaakov says to Lavan, I don't want to leave without permission. So the Mizrahi explains that one might have understood from the wording of the pasuk "Tanas Nashai, give me my wives," that Yaakov was asking Laban to actually return his wives and his children to him. But there's no evidence in the psukim that Laban was holding them captive, so Rashi interprets Yaakov's request as a formal request of permission to leave. So the Mizrahi's explanation is enough to explain Rashi's pshat in the pasuk. But still, the fact that Yaakov asked Lavan for permission before leaving Haran is surprising, given Lavan's deceitful behavior towards Yaakov during the period of his stay in Haran. Why did Yaakov bother to ask Lavan for permission to leave after having been tricked by Lavan so many times? Rechlifes maskorti aseres monim. Some say hundreds of times he changed his wages. He was a trickster. Not to mention Rachel and Leah being tricked to marrying Rachel, to marrying Leah. And Yaakov already was aware of Laban's nature before he ever met him. He told Rachel that she need not worry about Laban tricking him because Achi v'ani b'ramos, Chazal say, I'm his brother in trickery. So what's he asking him permission to leave? There's no chance. He knows that he's not going to give him permission to leave. It's Lavan. Lavan's deceitful. And that's Lamaisa. What happened? In the end, he ended up running after him. From Yaakov's statement that he only wished to leave with Lavan's permission, we see that there was nothing preventing Yaakov from leaving at any time. And Lavan wouldn't have been able to stop him. Moreover, when Yaakov did ultimately leave Lavan's house, he did it without permission. He fled when Lavan had gone to shear his sheep. So this further strengthens the question, why did Yaakov feel that it was important that he request permission before leaving? Also, it's noteworthy that Rashi made his comment on the words Tanas Nashai. Yaakov's request that his wives and children be allowed to leave. What about the previous pasuk where he says, Shalcheni ve'elchel makomi, send me and I'll go to my place? That's where he asked that he himself should leave. That would be the better place to put this perish, Rashi. There's a medrash which tells about the relationship between David HaMelech and his father-in-law, Shaul HaMelech. So originally their relationship was very friendly, but ultimately it deteriorated to the point that Shaul HaMelech pursued David in order to kill him. So there was an instance when David HaMelech was presented with the opportunity to kill Shaul when he was relieving himself in a cave. Instead of doing that, he cut off the corner of Shaul's coat and then called out to him from a distance. He said to him, I'll translate the pasuk in English, see my father, see the corner of your coat that's in my hand. Reis kanaf mi'ilcha biyadi, for I severed the corner of your coat and I didn't kill you. Know and see, there's no evil or sin in my hand. Ein kien biyadi ra'u pesha, lo chatasi lach, I haven't wronged you, yet you're hunting my soul to take it. The Medrash in Yalkut Shimoni concludes from the fact that David referred to Shaul as his father, that one is obligated to honor his father-in-law just as he must honor his own father. So Eid Kapaskin, the Shulchan Aruch, Simon Reish Mem. As this halacha is derived from the relationship of David and Shaul, that was extremely strained. We conclude the obligation of respecting one's parents and in-laws applies even in circumstances when the relationship is strained? Also, the Rambam says, Afilo hayaviv rasha balaveres mechavdo misiari. You have to honor and fear your father even if he's a rasha, chas v'shalom. According to this, we can understand that although Yaakov was aware of Laban's propensity for trickery, and he could have left whenever he saw fit, regarding of Laban's opinion, he wanted to ask Laban's permission as a gesture of respect, even though his father wasn't worthy of such respect. With this, we can also suggest that Rashi waited until Yaakov's request that Laban permit his wives and children to leave in order to emphasize that this request was made only in order to honor his father-in-law and not out of necessity. The fact that Yaakov was fulfilling his obligation to honor his father-in-law wouldn't have been clearly apparent if Rashi had made his comment on the pasuk which mentions Yaakov's request for himself to leave, as he was technically under Laban's employ. He was working for Laban, so maybe there's some sort of financial agreement that made him stay there. But wives and children, why would they have to stay? So it's clear he had no right to hold them back, and yet Yaakov was still asking permission, so it must be that he was doing it in order to honor his father-in-law. So we see the chashivas of honoring a father-in-law, honoring a relative. Chazal say that one should be makariv his krovav, draw near one's relatives. Ha'oiv his shcheinav, ha'okariv his krovav, alav ukasav omer, as tikrav Hashem nat yane. One who loves his neighbors, Sanhedrin ayin vav amid beit, and draws close his relatives. By him the pasuk says, then he will call out and I Hashem will answer. Chazal said about somebody who neglects his family, Medrash Rabba Bereishis, Parshas Vayigash. Ocher Sheiro Achzari, Hamar of Alexander, Mishagiyas Simcha Liyadav, Alodav HaKrovav, Imo Boli De'ani, is one who destroys his relative is cruel. Alexander said, one who is a Simcha didn't join his relatives with him, will come Chas V'Shalom to poverty. Rambam, in the Marin Vuchim, Chela Gimel, Perek Mem Beis, says that just like in congruence with his psak, that he has to honor his father even if he's a rasha, you have to be kind to your relatives even if the relative is on a low spiritual level. So you can't check their tzitzis, how firm they are. You have to be makariv them no matter what. The Maharal explains in Nesivos Olam, Nesivos Chesed, Perek Dalet, the reason why Hashem promises to answer the tefillahs of a person who is kind and draws close to his relatives is because Hashem considers himself to be a relative of Klal Yisrael. Ki mi goy gadol asher lo elokim krovim eilav k'Hashem elokeinu b'chol k'reinu eilav. Who is the great nation that Hashem is close, related to them as Hashem is close to us whenever we call out to Him? When Hashem sees that we draw close to our relatives, says the Maharal, the name of the Medrash, Mida k'neged Mida, He's makariv us. Hashem sees us shunning our relatives, He Chas V'Shalom shuns us. So the instruction to act kindly to one's relatives, even if they don't deserve it, is not for their benefit only. It's for our benefit, because it brings us closer to Hashem. The Stipler and the Beis Yisrael of Gur were approached with a question by a man who suffered terribly at the hand of his cruel and abusive father. He overcame the difficulties that his father's treatment of him had caused, got married, raised a happy, healthy family. So now he's marrying off his first child. He doesn't want his father to be at the simcha. He asked the Stipler what to do. The Stipler knew him, he knew his father, he knew the whole matzav. The Stipler said, when he heard the question, Du bist a wilder Mensch. You're a wild man. Meaning, if you don't invite your father, it's totally inappropriate. This was in Bnei Brak. Then he went to Yerushalayim and he asked the Bais Yisrael of Gur. And his response was, "A tate, vert nicht ois tate." Und ein Kind wird nicht als Kind. A father doesn't stop being a father and a child doesn't stop being a child. The Beis Yisrael added that just as we want Hashem to forgive our sins, even if we're mezidim, because we're his children, we have to behave that in such a way to those who sinned against us. So the man said, my father was so cruel to me. And the Rebbe said, the best revenge is to invite him to the wedding. So he listened to the Gedolim, he invited his father. Under the chuppah, his father apologized and they reconciled. No, a big lesson for life, and we should be zoche to be makar of our krovim. Amen ve'amen. Shalom, shalom, sweet.